I don't like him. I don't like what he says. I don't trust him. I don't like how he treats people. I didn't vote for him. And I still can't believe he was elected president of the United States. Hey, everybody, this is Bob Cargill. But you know what? As hard as it is for me to say this, he uses Twitter better than a lot of people, better than a lot of businesses and brands. Again, I don't like what he says on Twitter, but I love the fact that he uses Twitter so frequently and so openly to share what's on his mind. That's how you should use Twitter. Yep, I said it. I can't believe it. I said it. You should use Twitter like President Trump. Don't be mean. Don't be rude. Don't be impulsive. And definitely don't be sloppy with your spelling, grammar, and punctuation. Don't be afraid to share your opinions, though, either. Don't worry so much about what you're going to say to the point that you're not saying anything at all. Your audience wants to know what's on your mind. The more they get to know you, the more likely they'll want to do business with you sometime down the road. Because unlike the president, your job on Twitter is to be considerate, kind, friendly, and supportive, just like you are in real life. Right? Like him or not, the president is his own brand, authentic and transparent. You too should be your own brand. Say what's on your mind within reason. Show that you have a personality, not just a pulse. Show your audience that you're human, not robotic. Show your audience who you are as a person, and they'll be more likely to engage with you as a professional. If President Trump can use Twitter to make news, you can too. Only your news will be good news, upbeat and positive. Use Twitter like President Trump, only better.